信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Then seven says to them, I am the Lord, brought you out of the Ur of Chaldeans to give you the land to possess.
第七节说，耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，从你出加勒底的乌尔，我要将这地赐你为业。
So who is this Abram?
亚伯拉罕是谁呢？
Well, he was an idol worshiper, Joshua 24:2 tells us.
在耶稣亚二十四章二节，他是一个拜偶像的人。
And the primary idol of the Chaldeans was a moon god named Nana or Nat.
他们在那个大河那边吃过偶像。
He was nothing special.
他没有什么特别的地方。
He was far away from God.
他远离神。
But God chose him.
但神拣选了他。
He brought him out of worshiping false idols and into a loving relationship with himself.
神将亚伯拉罕从拜偶像的地方带出来，使他能够与神建立关系。
Abram didn't choose God.
亚伯拉罕并没有选择神。
God chose him and transformed him into Abraham.
是神拣选了亚伯拉罕，然后改变了。
Abram did nothing to earn God's admiration. He was likely very happy in his idol worship. But God pulled him out. He made a promise, a covenant with him, to give him a son and descendants too numerous to count.
但是神将亚伯拉罕从乌尔带出来，给他应许。神与他立约，赐给他一个儿子，而且要使他无计其数的后裔。
Did Abraham fail? Yes.
亚伯拉罕有失败吗？是的，他有失败。
He and Sarah came up with this humanly plan to produce the offspring. Genesis 16.
在创世纪十六章，他和他的太太莎拉用人的计划想去延续他们的后代。
He lied about Sarah being his wife twice, Genesis 12 and 20.
在创世纪十二到二十还有二十章，三明白了没有？他有两次说撒拉是他的妹妹，他说谎。
They even laughed at God in Genesis 17.
他们甚至嘲笑神在创世纪十七章。
They did everything to frustrate God's plan.
尽其所能要去阻挠神的计划。
They were unable to.
但是他们没法得逞。
God made the promise. God fulfilled the promise. It wasn't conditional.
神给他们应许，神自己承诺应许，并没有任何的条件。
But it's the same today, isn't it?
今天也是一样吗？不是吗？
We don't choose God.
我们不能选择神。
God chooses us.
是神拣选我。
Now let's bring this down to an intensely personal level for us today.
我们还是那个进到我们个人的层面来说。你没有选择神。我没有选择神。
There's nothing that you or I can do, have, or produce that will make God love us any more than He already does.
做这个事情是神更喜悦，去取悦神。
There's no good work that we could do for him to look down and go, man, that's a good thing. I'll say it then for her.
我们不可能做这个事情，上帝说，哇，他真的是一个好人，做这个事情，我要拒绝他。
You see, we don't have Genesis 22 before Genesis 15. We don't have Abraham's sacrifice.Before you have this trust and this declared righteousness.
你看，我们并没有像亚伯拉罕在创世纪二十二章跟十五章那些经历、那些体验，所以我们没有像亚伯拉罕一样，神说顺从我，然后他就愿意顺从，神就使你变得值得被救。我们并没有这样的经历。
God saved Abraham, gave him a son.And through that relationship, through trust and an intimacy.
神救了亚伯拉罕，神与其过一人给他一个儿子，他们彼此的关系就越来越亲密，越来互相，越来越信靠，越互相信靠。
And it's the same with every person in the Bible.
is not an empty tomb. 救恩从来不会改变，因为神从来不改变。
It has always been and always been by grace through faith that we're saved.
就在像以弗所说的二章十二节所说的，我们是因信称义，我们不是靠着我们的行为得到救恩，而是因信称义。
So now let's turn our attention back to Matthew chapter 6.
现在我们回到马太福音第七章。
Now to me, this is one of the scariest passages in all of Scripture.
对我来说，这几章经节是圣经中里面让我很胆战心惊的经文中的其中几节。
It calls into question why we do the things we do, why we say the things that we say, why we think the things that we think.And the importance that we place on what we do over having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
这让我们思考我们做事情的动机，我们说话思考的动机，而且让我们能思考我们为什么要做这些事情。
So I said I was going to talk from my heart.
我说我要从心里跟你们说话。
This passage caused me to really question what I say.And it happened in seminary.
我老实跟你们讲，当我读这些约的时候，这些经文让我怀疑不是我真正的得救。
It caused me tremendous doubt for 8 or 9 months.
当我真正的在思考，到底我们真正的得救有8到9个月的时间。
Why am I doing these things? Why am I going to seminary? Why do I want to be a preacher rather than a seller of technology?
让我怀疑说，我为什么要去读神学院？我已经工作很好了，我在 IT 里面工作，我为什么要去做这些事情？来到这做这些事情是为了我的荣耀。
As we read this, we see that these people are calling in Lord, and they're doing these wondrous signs and wonders, and I'm thinking, what is going on here?
这些人称呼主的名。他们行神迹奇事，怎么可能会有这样的情景？
But we may also continue to say the same things. I'm going to church. I'm serving. I'm giving my money. I'm sharing the gospel.
我们也看常常可能会跟神说，我有去教会啊，我有参与很多的服事啊，我也有奉献金钱啊，我也有传福音啊。
Things for the Lord, but it's tempting to give ourselves credit.
我们常常说啊，我们做这么好的事情，常常是为了自己的名誉荣耀。
As we look at this, it's really helpful, I think, to look at the greater context of where this passage lies.
我们要来更仔细想，为什么这些经文在讲为什么我们要这样子啊？就是为什么的错。
It won't be up on the screen. You can track it in your own Bibles, and I commend you to study it.Later on, to look at the details of the context.
我们很快的过一遍啊，请大家有时间回去自己研究。
So the chapter starts about judging others.
经节开始讲到论断别人。
And we can find it so easy to look at other people and judge them. Their kids don't measure up. They don't pray right. How can they be Christians with all that sin in their lives?
我们常常会看别人说。你看他们的孩子不怎么样啊，比不上别人。他们祷告也不怎么样，不会祷告。你看他们生活好像也不怎么样。
It would be so easy to take to social media and talk about it.
我们就很容易的在微信的评论他们。
Jesus said, "Careful, that sin."
耶稣会说，他讲到什
么？ You need to look at yourself first. You need to look at the sin, remove it from your own life, which is great. It's a law.
耶稣基督说：“要小心，这是罪。你需要先省察自己，先除掉自己的罪，要在论断你的邻居的眼中有良目以前，你要先看自己的啊，有刺以前，你要先看自己的良目。”可是你要批评你的邻居，说他的眼睛里面有刺以前，你要先看清自己。
You'll never be able to remove the log in your own eye. It's too great. Therefore, who are you to judge somebody else's sin?
重点是你不可能除掉你的良目，因此要论断。 God. 审判是神的，我们可能没有资格去论了。
As we continue to work down then the chapter, we see that the richness of God's grace is He gives good gifts to His children.
我们继续看神恩典的丰富，他是那无价的恩典给他的向他求的儿子。
See this starting in verse number 7. He compares the ability for us to give good gifts in our utter evilness with the good gifts from a perfect and holy and loving Father.
我们的行为无法和神的作为相比，因为神是神，所以他的作为都是美善。但是我们是罪人，所以我们所做的都是不好的。
Totally different universes.
好像在不同的宇宙。
But don't we put such high value to the ability to give good things to our kids?
但是我们常常以自己的高标准，希望我们能够做好事给我们的孩子。
And next in the passage, we come to this thing called the golden rule.
接下来我们要来看所谓的黄金法则。
If you take a look at what it says, it is a proactive do unto others.
如果注意看经节，这是一个主动式的、主动性的说做，对别人做，爱别人。
Did you know that every religion has a variation of the same rule? Everyone.
你知道吗？你有没有注意到，所有的宗教都有同样的教导。
So what makes the Christian godly version different?
那是什么让基督教跟其他？